Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Bamitzia, Perek Yod, Mishnah Hey, Mishtavav, the last two Mishnahs of the Masechta, and today's Mishnahs are being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shish B'zecher Efrayim Reziva Gahagon, Bikar of Mamish. And we continue discussing things that fell down and what to do with them. Misha Yikasai Samech Ginnis Chaveroi V'Nafal. A fellow had a wall right next to his friend's garden, and the wall fell into his friend's gina. Bamarlai, and the owner of the garden, told the owner of the wall, Panei Avanecha, clear your stones, they're in my garden. V'Amarlai, and the wall's owner said, Higiucha, they're yours, you can keep him. Ain't Shaimalai, he doesn't have to listen to him. If the garden's owner doesn't want them, he doesn't have to keep them just because the guy offered. However, Misha Kibel Olav, once he accepted it upon himself, let's say the garden's owner decided, you know what, I want these stones, and he cleared them away and he stacked them neatly in his garden. And then Amar Loi, the wall's owner, said, here, take your expenses for clearing away the wall, and I'm going to take that which is mine, I'm going to take my stones back. Ain Shimon Loi, the owner of the garden, doesn't have to listen to him. He was already given these stones as a gift, he cleared them away and took them for himself, so they're his, and he doesn't have to give them back to the original owner. Similarly, if a fellow hires a worker to process straw and hay with him, at the end of the day, the worker tells the Baal Bayis, tell me schari, pay me my wages. And the Baal Bayis tells the worker, just take everything that you did for your schar. Take all this hay and straw. Ain Shemile doesn't have to listen to him. He wants cash. He doesn't want straw. However, if the worker accepted this upon himself and he decided to take this straw and hay as his wages, then the Baal Bayis told him, you know what? Take your wages, and I'm going to take my straw and hay back. Ain Shemile, the worker doesn't have to listen to him. It already belongs to him, and he doesn't have to take the cash instead. Now, if you remember, in the previous Mishnah, we had a discussion about somebody's wall falling to the Rishus Rabim and causing damage. So now we're going to have some more cases regarding that. Hamaitzi Zevel Rishus Rabim, a person brings his fertilizer out to the Rishus Rabim, and what they liked doing was taking their animal dung and other things used for fertilizer out to the Rishus Rabim. People would step on it. It would make it even better, and then they would be mezabel. They would fertilize their fields with it. The problem is you're not allowed to do that because it could cause damage, and therefore the Mishnah says, Hamaitzi Maitzi Val Mezabel Mezabel, if a person's taking out his fertilizer, he could take it out, but he has to be mezabel. He has to fertilize his field right away, and he can't leave in the Rishus Rabim. As we just said, it might cause damage. Furthermore, ain sharing tit Rishus Rabim, one is not allowed to leave cement in the Rishus Rabim. It was very normal for one to have a massive amount of cement sitting for a long time in water, and the Rishus Rabim is not a place that's allowed to be stored because it could damage somebody. No making bricks in the Rishus Rabim either, because they take a very long time to dry and somebody could get damaged on them. Aval, however, Gaivlin tit Rishus Rabim, one could mix cement in Rishus Rabim because he's just mixing it and he's going to be using it right away. Avaloi Levanim, but he's not allowed to mix cement for bricks. That takes a much longer time, and again, somebody might end up getting damaged. Mishnah continues with a similar din. Habayin Rishus Rabim, a person is building in the Rishus Rabim. He has to bring all of his building materials and his bricks and who knows what into the Rishus Rabim. Hamevi Avanim Mevi, Vabayin Abayin. He could bring his stones and his bricks and whatever it is, but he has to build right away. He's not allowed to leave his stuff there. Vim Hizik, and if they damage somebody, Mishal Mash Hizik, he has to pay what they damage. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel argues and says, Af Metakin Us Melachta Lufnei Shleishim Yoyim. He's even allowed to prepare his stuff 30 days before he's actually going to start building. His official building date is on the first of the month, so the first of the previous month, he's allowed to bring all of his stuff, his tools and his bricks and stones and who knows what, and prepare them, leaving them in the Rishus Rabim, and that's no problem. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, the last Mishnah of the Masechta. The Mishnah tells us, Shtei Ginois Zual Gavzu VaYark Bein Taim. We have two gardens, one on top of the other, and there's vegetables growing in between them. So imagine we have two homes situated on a steep hill. Reuven the upper one, Shimon the lower one. Since they're on such a steep hill, Reuven's garden is situated directly above Shimon's, and there's this vertical patch of ground that's in between their two gardens that has vegetables growing out of it. And the question is, who do these vegetables belong to? On one hand, they're growing out of Reuven's ground, because we know that when you own property, your rights to that property go all the way deep down to the Tahaim, to the very depths of the earth. Whereas on the other hand, when you own property, you also have the air rights all the way to the Shemayim. And that means that Shimon has the air rights of his property, and the vegetables are growing in his air. So the question is, who do they belong to? Rav Meir says, Shel Elyon, they belong to the upper guy, because again, they're growing in his dirt. Whereas Rav Yehuda Omer, he says, Shel Tachtein, they belong to the lower one. Now, Rav Meir explains, as we just said, if the upper one, if Reuven, wants to take away all his dirt, he wants to bring an excavator and clear away his entire property, leveling it with Shimon's. In Kanyarik, there's not going to be any vegetables here, because they're not going to have any dirt to grow out of, so that's why the vegetables belong to Reuven. Whereas Rav Yehuda says, if the lower one, Shimon, wants to fill up his garden with dirt until it reaches the height of Reuven's, in Kanyarik, there's not going to be vegetables here either, because they're going to be buried underground, and that's why the vegetables belong to Shimon. Now, Rav Meir responded, since each one could be meich on each other, meaning each one has the ability to cause the vegetables not to be here. We just look at where these vegetables are deriving their nourishment from, and since they're getting their nourishment from Reuven's ground, they belong to Reuven. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says that vegetables actually get their nourishment from the air, and therefore they belong to Shimon. Now, Amar Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Shimon tells us something different. Any vegetables that the upper guy is able to grab with his hand, he can take them and they're his. Meaning Reuven gets to sit on his property, lean over this vertical wall into Shimon's property, and grab as many vegetables as he can that are growing out of the wall, and those belong to him. And all the other ones that he can't reach belong to the lower guy, Shimon. With this, we finish Maseches Bava Metzia. Mazel for finishing this Masech together. Just as we were zecher to finish Bava Metzia together, we should be zecher to finish all of Shisha Sedra Mishnah together. We're going to stop here for the day, obviously, and pick up tomorrow, beginning the new Masechta Bava Basra. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.